A ghoulish revelation from the archives of Islamic State, the jihadist group sanctioning the harvest of human organs. Documents seized in a U.S. commando raid reviewed exclusively by Reuters shows a ruling from ISIS religious scholars that taking organs from a living captive to save a Muslim's life, even if fatal for the prisoner, is permitted. The group's harsh interpretation of Islamic law is rejected by the overwhelming majority of Muslims. Reuters has not been able to independently verify the document. U.S. officials say it was among a trove of data seized when special forces killed a top ISIS financier last May. The religious ruling, or fatwa, does not offer proof that ISIS has engaged in organ harvesting, but raises fears the jihadists may engage in organ trafficking as a source of revenue. Iraq has previously accused Islamic State of harvesting organs for profit. The U.S. commando raid netting terabytes of data showing ISIS financial network, including black market sales of looted antiquities. But the translated documents reviewed by Reuters are the first to show Islamic State's legal justifications for practices ranging from organ harvesting to the rape of female captives. The documents bear the seal of the Islamic State's Research and Fatwa Committee, which a U.S. official says reports directly to the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.